Continue on with our worship. I'll open your few Bibles to page 592 of the Hebrew Bible, and the large print is page 771, and we will read Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, and then 10 through 20. The vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear the words of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Hear the words, What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or in lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asks this from your hand? Trample my courts no more, bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling the convocation, I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make my many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, if you turn to page 783, and 784, we will have a responsive reading of Psalm 50. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and does not keep silence, before whom is devouring fire, round about whom is a mighty storm. God calls to the heavens above and to the earth, that the people may be judged. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare God's righteousness, for God alone is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not repay you for setting your sacrifices. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. But I will not accept the bull from your house, nor he-goat from your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the air, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and all that is in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to recite my statutes? or take my covenant upon your lips. For you hate discipline, and you cast out my words behind you. If you see thieves, you are their friends, and you keep company with adulterers. You give your mouth free rein for evil, and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your mother's son. These things you have done, and I have been silent. You thought that I was like one yourself, but now I rebuke you and lay the charge before you. Mark this, then, you who forget God, lest I rend and there be none to deliver. Those who bring thanksgiving as their sacrifice honor me. To those who order their rites, I will show the salvation of God.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 16. It can be found on page 211 in your New Testament Pew Bible and on page 273 in the large print Bible. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteousness that is in accordance with faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke. Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 40. In the Pew Bible, in the New Testament section, you'll find this on page 70. And if you're looking at the large print Bible, it's on page 91 of your New Testament. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your whole heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I believe if you look back, you'll recognize that this has been a remarkable and difficult week in the life of this congregation, for me personally, and probably for many of you as well. In this context, let me share with you some personal observations which may also resonate with you, and which I believe may shed some light on what God is saying to us this week through Scripture. In way too short a span of time, Al Ballard died. Beulah Begun died. Donna Green died. And Pelaki Lokatui went in for some serious surgery. Not to mention the several difficult life situations that are probably going on for many of you, some of which you have shared with me in confidence. There is one thing I know for sure. God knows our struggles and our losses, and God is there for each of us through it all. I was thinking about all of these life-changing events and losses as I was considering these Bible readings for this week and trying to figure out what message was God sending to us, God's people. Very early Tuesday morning, I went out for a long run in order to get some exercise, to pray, to work on my sermon, and reflect on all that was happening. The sky was dark, and broken clouds were all across the sky when I set out. But that dark and cloudy sky very well reflected my inner emotions. It's fair to say that my mind was somewhat preoccupied with death and the end of life and what all of that means given these recent losses among our congregation. But my mind kept focusing on this last part of the gospel passage and Jesus' words. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Obviously, this passage refers to the end of time, to Judgment Day, the second coming, when Christ will return and call God's people to account for their lives, when the kingdom of God will come to full fruition. But it also gets us thinking about the end of our mortal lives, our own inevitable biological death. Are you ready for the end of time? Are you ready for your own death? Are you prepared to face the Son of Man? Well, that morning I kept running long, and I circled around Jewel Wetlands Park at the top of the hill where Potomac Street takes the 90-degree turn and becomes Jewel Avenue. Some of you probably know it. It leads you down to Utah Park. Well, I was heading due west, and in several places along that route, you can see the entire Rocky Mountain range there in front of you. And as you look just off to the left, there is Mount Evans in front of you and just off. And then as you follow along to the north, there's Long's Peak. Well, while I ran along under the clouds, the sun had just come out and was spotlighting the Rockies in gorgeous sunshine. This amazing long view was like the scene from a movie. And I was thinking about ultimate things like death and the end of time and God's kingdom and what all that means. But just then, across my field of vision, flew a bright yellow flash of a goldfinch. I watched it dart into the trees, and not 10 feet in front of me, the other direction, a young cottontail rabbit scooted across the path and into the brush. I was brought immediately into the here and now. I was suddenly mindful of the sound of my cycling breath and the chuff of my feet on the pavement and the absolute goodness of God's creation. And maybe that's exactly what God has in mind when Jesus tells us, "Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Faithful readiness means that we are to consider those big picture themes of death and God's kingdom and judgment day, and we are to live our lives in the beauty and the service of this very moment. God wants us to live kingdom lives where our thoughts and words and actions in the moment reflect God's love and grace and care for God's people. God speaks to us through Isaiah's words, "Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." In the metaphor of my morning run, I'm training for a half marathon in early December. By the numbers, that's 13.1 miles, and it's only 17 weeks away. So every mile that I run now gets me literally one step closer to that goal. Because in fact, it's what I do every day that gets my body ready. And in our lives of faith, it is what we do every day that gets us ready to face death and face God's judgment day. It's clearly a long-term commitment towards salvation, but it is surely a journey of one foot in front of the other. Think about that wonderful descriptive passage from Hebrews. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Paul reminds us of the journeys of Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they left behind, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, He has prepared a city for them. It was the mundane daily thoughts and words and prayers and deeds of Al and Beulah and Donna that reflected God's love in their lives and ultimately prepared them for their own deaths. My sisters and brothers, it will likewise be your mundane daily thoughts and words and prayers and deeds that will reflect God's love in your life. And it is by these actions that you will be judged by God. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Indeed, this is the way of salvation by God's grace through faith. This is faithful readiness. Amen.